Warning, the Speed Golf Baby audio experience contains radical ideas about how fast you can play golf and how good you can feel while you play. If that's not your thing, there are 1,000 golf podcasts you can listen to instead. So now, Speed Golf Baby, let's go. I'm Adam Lorton, executive producer of Speed Golf Baby. Welcome to the Speed Golf Baby audio experience, where we're keeping up with Speed Golf, the faster, fitter variant of the beautiful game of golf. Whether you drink water at the turn or you just keep pushing, please subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. Please rate and review us. It's a par five for Speed Golf Baby, 5 stars. And if you haven't yet, subscribe to the Speed Golf Baby YouTube channel. What are you doing? Finally, if you're speed golf curious, get the Speed Golf Starter Pack for free over at speedgolf.baby/start. Last time on the Speed Golf Baby audio experience, we listened to the 2023 Missouri Speed Golf Open Round 1, and today it's the continuation. This is the audio from the Round 2 broadcast, so you can hear what happened while you're running laps, running errands, or running a speed golf tournament, whatever you're running. So lace up those running shoes. We're headed to Springfield, Missouri. And now, the broadcast. It's late summer in Springfield, and it's coming down to the wire. It's the 2023 Missouri Speed Golf Open.
Speed Golf Baby, let's go!
Speed Golf Baby, let's go! I'm Adam Lorton. You're watching the 2023 Missouri Speed Golf Open from Horton Smith Golf Course in Springfield, Missouri. This is a preview of the first Speed Golf Major of 2024, the Missouri Speed Golf Open as well. And joining me today, it's the PGA professional from Horton Smith and now 2024 Speed Golf USA official rules official, Garrett Holt. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you so much, Adam. I'm super excited.
We are super excited to have you on the broadcast. Now, if you're watching, in case you missed round one, we have 3 featured speed golfers. In third place, it's you, Garrett. This is our first time having a participant other than me commentating their own round of golf. So, Garrett, you shot 38 in 22 minutes, had a rough back nine, 44 for an 82 in 47 minutes and 32 seconds. What was that first round like for you?
Well, it was great. Being tournament host, I was excited for the event to go off without a hitch. The front nine felt pretty normal. Some good shots, some bad shots. The back nine, just things kind of got away from me. That felt like a little bit of an outlier. So we'll see if things get better on day two. But overall, it was a fun event. The course was playing really great, stellar shape.
Absolutely. Well, and in second place, Nick Gooden was on track to be leading this tournament wire to wire. He was one over par heading into the final hole and hit a bomb of a drive down the right side and just couldn't find it. Spent a very long time looking for the ball, ended up losing a minute and then taking a penalty drop and then missed the bogey putt. So ended up with a double bogey in 3 minutes, 11 seconds. And that allowed our leader, Scott Dolly, to squeak in front of Nick. A normal Scott Dolly performance, 74 in 43 minutes. Looking forward to watching Nick and the director battle it out here on the second day.
Yeah, we'll see how many times that lead changes positions and how tight it stays.
We know both of these guys can make birdies, and because Scott is in the lead, we're going to be watching him off the first tee first. Scott Dolly on the tee. You're going to hear music over the top of this because there's some copyrighted music in the background. Drops it straight on the ground. No tee for the director. Little waggle, and he's off. He hit driver on day one. Hybrid off the tee here. He did find himself in that fairway bunker, and I wonder if this adjustment was intentional to try to avoid that fairway bunker.
Yeah, he's short of it there, but he is in the rough. So we'll see if he can get the club on it. It looks like he did.
Perfectly pin high, great hybrid shot. Hybrid there, eagle putt for the director here on the first hole.
Yeah, very good. One of the tiniest greens you'll find anywhere in Springfield, Missouri, and he found it in 2 shots.
Thought it was going to break a little bit more than it did, but a nice mop up there for the birdie in 2 minutes, 54 seconds. Nice start for the director here. On the tee, the southpaw from Springfield, it's Nick Gooden. Again, had that costly slow double bogey to finish the round on 18. That's got a sting, but ball on the tee, teeing it high, letting it fly.
Yeah, it's a new day, and we'll see what happens with the first few holes. Looks like a decent shot. It's very tough to tell with speed golfers because you don't really want to spend time admiring your shot if it's beautiful. You just hit it, go, and head down and get the legs moving.
Looked like good contact off that bare ground. He managed to avoid the fairway bunker. This is probably a driver 7-iron. Has found himself to the right side of the green. This is going to be a 20-ish yard pitch. Going to need a high soft one here.
He's doing an army golf, a little left, right now. But, oh, found the surface. Found the dance floor.
On the putting surface. Long birdie putt here for Nick. This is going to put him behind the eight ball unless he drains this.
Oh, pretty good lag. Yeah, that's something that's very nice on the first hole. A no stress, two putt. Sure, it's a birdieable hole, but you know what? You don't want to have a 4 or 5 footer that you're worried about on the first hole.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And here's tournament host Garrett Holt. Look at the aerodynamic choice of lower body wear. Love
that's
it, Garrett.
Right. Yeah, I need every advantage I can get.
Nice clean contact off the tee.
Oh, there's a good view.
Middle of the fairway.
Yeah, a little wet, a little dewy grass, but love seeing those footprints in the fairway.
What were you carrying in the bag or in the silo on this day?
I'm thinking probably 5 wood, 6 iron, 9 iron sandwich putter, I think.
Do you always carry 5 clubs?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's just whether I do the 5 wood or driver off the tee, depending on the course. But yeah, I like the 5 club setup.
Mm-hmm. Everybody gave that putt a little bit too much respect. I wonder if the dew on the greens made it break a little less than it would have otherwise.
Could
tap
have.
In par for you, Garrett.
Yeah.
And Scott Dolly, your leader, leads by 1:56. No, leads by 2:51.
Yeah.
Through 19 holes here. Hybrid again. No driver at all in the silo for Scott. He carried it in the first round. Must have decided that it was more weight, more trouble than it was worth.
Yeah, we'll see. It's one of those things, but he's in the rough 2 straight holes. So, you know, you're going to hit in the rough. May as well hit far down the fairway in the rough. Short and crooked.
The math certainly agrees with you, Garrett.
A little bit.
Army golf back and forth. That second hole, it almost feels like the same distance as that first hole, but the second hole is a par 4, so it's a tough little par 4 after an easy
significantly
par
tougher to par. The landing area is downhill if you hit it far enough, and that can be an advantage for your longer hitters. Long par putt here for the director.
Man, those greens look awesome.
Yes. Is this what we can expect in May?
I hope so, yeah. Shout out to the maintenance crew, too, at Horton Smith. They put a lot of work early in the morning to get this going.
Yeah, the 5.
Nick with the driver. He's not scared. Oh, that looks like it's right at those two little towers here. That should be the perfect line.
Does he generally play a cut off the tee? Well, I can tell you. He played a cut this time.
Yeah, it's either a slight cut or a slight pull, depending. But that's pretty far down there, probably 120-ish in. Oh, very nice. Got the same
perfectly pin high birdie look here. Scott missed this to the right. Nick to the left. Tap in 4 for Nick. Everybody's starting a little slower than they did yesterday. I've not seen any fire emoji on the scorecard.
Yeah, well, it was August. August in Missouri. It's hot, humid. You see all the dew.
Tell us your thoughts about energy management on this course. This is a relatively short run, only 4.2 miles, time par 46 minutes. How do you think about managing your energy when you play Horton?
Yeah, I mean, well, when I'm playing in a tournament setting, it's really, I want to feel like I'm jogging to start because you're amped up And I mean, it's like the start of any, road race or 5K. You really got to save it in the tank. People may think, oh, well, you get these times where you run and you stop and you hit your shots, but really, there's not enough time for your breath to catch your breath again. You're performing this explosive movement, swinging the club, so your heart rate just stays up there. And once it's up there, it's very tough to swing the club after that.
Absolutely. Just missed the comebacker for par there. Garrett's tapping in for a six. Is that right? That looked like a five.
Wasn't a good start.
Right. And through two holes, Nick trails Scott by 1:56, both even par on the round so far. Par three coming up. This is hole three, 164, time par 1:16, and a small domed green. Very tough to hold this one.
Yeah, a little turtle back. There's very few spots that are good to miss if you don't hit the green, but he hit the green, and that's awesome.
Nice play from Scott. I believe that's 8 iron he's carrying there.
This may start going downhill past the hole, but he hit it with really good weight. Very nice.
Excellent pace there. The director, like clockwork, a par in 1:09. Nick missed this green on the wrong side, on the left side yesterday.
Start line look good there. Yeah, left is no good, long is no good. Oh, that's
Oh,
great. That landed right in front of the
nicely
pin.
played. Two birdie looks here.
A little left to right break, not high enough. Yeah,
Mops it up.
kind of a bummer. Tap in par is nice, but when it's a 10 footer.
As my favorite golf YouTuber, George Bryan, says, I'll never get mad at making a three on a golf hole. Any
That's
golf hole.
a good point. All three of us hit the green. Very nice. Yeah, this is one that can get away from you. You hit too hard. Really good weight. Yeah, perfect.
Excellent lag by you, Garrett Holt.
Three.
Par in 1:19. Everything's looking good. Now we're on to the tough par four, fourth hole. 445. Got a little dog leg to the right, a tree you need to avoid.
No matter what your level of golf, we've got a way for you to enjoy the game even more. Introducing Q, an adjustable club you can play the whole game with. This Q club is not about saying that everything that we've been buying in golf clubs for the last 50 years is wrong. This is about saying that there's just another way to enjoy golf.
This is where the director probably wouldn't mind having the driver.
Yeah, it's an uphill shot. Wet grass, ball's not rolling. He looks like he tried giving that one a little extra.
Does. Shot box time, you saw 9.3 seconds. That's going to give him a solid 5 seconds on Nick Gooden, who will be using a tee. See what he gets in the fairway here.
Wonder what iron that is. He's probably 180 out. At least 180.
9.3 again from the fairway. Found this front right bunker. This is a long, tough bunker shot here. If anybody can pull it off, it's Scott, but that is tough. 10.7 out of the bunker.
Very nice.
Not bad. Call that 10-ish feet for par. Look at that. He stands behind it to line it up. It is in that range where it's worth a couple extra seconds to give yourself a good chance to make it.
Wow.
Oh,
Close.
boy.
What a good putt. Five.
Good putt. Look at that. 1:55 of running time, 36
Five.
seconds of golf time. I'm gonna write that down. We're gonna compare that 36 seconds for the director. See what we get for Nick Gooden here. Big drive from the southpaw, but only 9.2 seconds in the shot box. That is elite time when you're using a tee and a driver.
It doesn't
Under
take
10
much time at
seconds is
all.
phenomenal.
That's within the 150. So yeah, he's probably got his pitching wedge or 9 iron on.
7 seconds in the shot box, and look at that, just under pin high, center of the green. Tough to do better on this long par four.
Right.
Oh my goodness. That's going to be some quick golf time right there. Yeah, 23.6 seconds. That is 13 seconds gained on the director. Granted, Nick had a putt and Scott had a bunker shot, but 13 seconds gained on the golf there.
I did not see it.
I see it.
Garrett, 11.7 seconds off the tee there.
Trying to muscle that 6-iron.
Dig it out of the rough, expecting that to be probably short left, I'm guessing. But in the fairway.
Yeah,
so wedge in hand. You tend to play the high soft one here?
Yeah, that was moderate height there. I'll play whatever's necessary if I'm really close. That pin was just about 2 foot up on a little ridge.
Yeah, tough to see on the camera here, but yeah, this is a two-tiered green. Important to get it on the right level.
Good
nice par, Garrett. Oh. All right, 32 seconds of golf time, faster than the director, but Nick Gooden, clearly the leader on the golf time there. Part of that is a function of having a tap-in par from about 2 inches. But yeah, nice work all around from our featured speed golfers there. And that's your shot box analysis, because there are two components to your time in speed golf. There's your running time and your golf time. It's easy to see how running faster could make you go faster, but an underrated aspect, probably a third of your time is spent playing golf. So just taking a couple seconds off each shot can add up in a big way.
Yeah, absolutely. I've wondered, with Scott doing that, why he doesn't put the clubs on the left side of his body or behind his body. I don't know. It looks like he's running out of his way to grab that.
I agree with you, and I'd love to talk to him more about that. Well, I intend to talk to him more about that. I will suspect that he'll tell you it has to do with making a fluid motion where he can have a predictable spot where the clubs always are, and he's not bending down too far.
That's a four.
But yeah, you do wonder if there's an opportunity to take another half second off that. By the way, par for the director there.
Yeah.
2 minutes, 22 seconds.
Right, from the rough again. I don't think, he one fairway out of three with a hybrid. So
not
that's
ideal.
Down the fairway. That's a flat. That's...
It couldn't have found a fairway, but that's on the
fourth
hole.
Oh, that's wrong fairway. That is, yeah, hole number four fairway. He's probably got 120, 130 over trees.
And over this bunker.
Very nice.
He's found the center of the green, putting up the hill. Looked like he pulled that one just a touch.
A lot of speed.
It's got a break.
Confident stroke, but... did not go the way he expected. That's a five for Nick Gooden. Disappointing for him. 2 minutes, 29 seconds.
Awfully good start.
Yes, very nice for both players. Through hole five, each one is plus one. Scott in 12:46, Nick in 13 minutes, 16 seconds. So at this rate, they're both playing at about the same speed. It's going to be the golf that decides this, in my opinion.
Lucky. Land soft,
says Garrett. Looks like it must have been an in-between yardage. Found the back of the green here.
Yeah, it stayed on there. Perfect. Pin high.
Very nice putt. Mops it up for the par. 2 minutes, 36 seconds. Garrett is rolling.
Got one little blip, but...
nice play from Scott Dolly, who leads Nick Gooden by 2 minutes, 14 seconds overall for the tournament.
Now we've got this little par 3. It's probably 175, 180, right about there.
Yep, plays a couple of yards downhill, little kind of bank on the back. You don't want to be long here, although with his club selection, I think it'd be very tough to be long. Wedge in hand, looking to get this up and down for par.
Pretty basic chip, flat lie to flat green. But
did not sound like short. The cleanest contact to me. I think he caught it a little off the toe. Oh.
Little beauty in my line.
He threw it and almost fell on the ball.
Wipes the club face. It's not how Brooks Koepka would do it.
Taking some extra time.
This is two putts in a row. He's taking extra time on it. Oh, almost paid off.
Like this? Doggy.
A four in a minute 24 there. Time par minute 29 for those of you keeping track at home.
Yep.
Right. Nick with a chance to make up a shot here.
Yeah, definitely the door is open. I mean, Scott, he played that pretty well. A lot of good shots, but when your main competitor is Nick Gooden, it's you don't want to have too many of those where you're giving away shots.
Birdie putt here, and we have not seen Nick Gooden stand behind a single putt, probably because he knows this golf course well. Birdie on the card for Nick Gooden. A minute 27 seconds. Very nicely played. A couple seconds under time par. And this is you, Garrett Holt. Six iron in hand?
Yeah, it should be six. I may have taken seven. I can't remember my setup for this event, but
yeah, it does matter on the par threes.
I tried to have a good full yardage on the par threes, and then I figured out on the fours and fives. So sometimes I switch those mid irons. Yeah, putting it from off the green, I will do that most times. I know the grass is wet, but it's just a little more consistent.
The one-hand putt mops it up for the par. Wow, great line, great speed. Three in a minute 31. Nice shooting, Garrett. All right. So through hole six, Nick Gooden makes up two shots on Scott Dolly. Now suddenly trails by just 17 seconds.
Back in it. He's on his heels.
Interesting here on the seventh hole. This is one where you would hope this hybrid selection pays off for Scott with a nice fairway. Tight driving hole here.
Very tight.
Big penalty for missing the fairway.
Yeah, very, very tight. I mean, right is probably the better miss. Left, you're really, really blocked. Right, you might have an option. Can't tell if this is clear or not. He might be trying to go over something there.
Yeah, looking high.
Kicked off a tree.
I heard the camera operator say it kicked off a tree. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
He did not go very far.
No,
third shot here for Scott.
Going low this time.
Punch shot with that 8-iron.
And you see that sun on his face. This one, there's a couple holes on the front where it's right in your eyes. And the green perched on top of a hill. One of the tiniest greens out here, too. So even a chip shot from 40, 50 yards can be very tough with this small green.
Right, and a pretty significant back-to-front slope. So this will be a downhill putt for the director. Should be breaking his right.
Oh,
I thought he had done it. Just a little bit on the high side. Again, I think that dew is taking a little bit of the breakout.
Shortest par
can tell
four
me, Garrett,
and
is that,
over. Yeah, what was
right?
That?
Oh, does dew on the green make the ball break less or break more?
I think it makes it break less because it goes a little slower. Yeah, if it's a little faster and drier, it'll roll out farther so it has more time to take the bend. Ooh, yeah, there's that tight right side.
Looks play like a low hook there.
Yeah, just trying to pitch it out. He's trying to pitch it out and hook it toward the green. So getting a little aggressive,
look
that
at this.
Is incredible. That is just incredible from where he was to reach the green and hook it.
Pin high, birdie putt.
That is amazing.
Very nicely played. Makes up another two shots on the director, and suddenly Nick Gooden in the lead by a minute and 37 seconds. Tides have turned so quickly here.
Yeah, that was an amazing par there. But he is local. I'm sure he's been there before. It sure does help to kind of know, all these shots and be able to judge it immediately.
Well, and Nico, I'm going to ask you to drop in footage from the 2022 U.S. Open of round one, where Nick Gooden was in the trees on the left and had the amazing punch out to 3 feet that he tapped in for the birdie. So yeah, he's no stranger to heroic shots on this golf hole.
All right, here's this downhill back to front. This is not where you want to leave it. But I think that was a pretty good from where I was there.
Good effort. If that had carried a foot farther, it would have been
perfect. Yep.
Shortest for everybody there. Six in a minute.
Two doubles.
Yeah, six and 224 there for Garrett. Nick Gooden, that heroic shot from the right side, leaves him a very easy two putt for his par. Nick Gooden now on top. Did he go through the the little bench?
Maybe, maybe from where he is. Maybe he went around the bushes. Yeah, yeah. That footage, he went through the bench that one year. That was awesome. And the camera operator too.
That's right.
Get back up.
This is he missed this pretty wide right. Got a little flop over bunkers maybe. Not too bad.
Put
there.
Quite enough juice on that.
Yeah, that was a big miss off the tee.
Oh, really nice roll on that putt. Does not roll it in for the par. A four in a minute 22. Opportunity now for Scott Dahle.
I think some of these best speed golfers are really, really good lag putters. I mean,
that
helps a ton.
And the math doesn't bear this out, but Tiger Woods was quoted as saying that the reason he won so many tournaments was that he was the best lag putter on tour. Certainly an element, although they say that his approach game was like 2.6 shots gained per round over even the second best golfer.
Oh, a lot of speed on that. Yeah, there was a lot.
Yeah, I think you read that correctly.
Okay.
Nice roll on the comebacker there. Steady three
the
for
ship.
Scott Dahle. All right, and Scott now trails by just 34 seconds after making up a stroke on Nick Gooden. Par 3, 153, it says on the card. I feel like it plays shorter than that, don't you, Garrett?
Yeah, maybe. The green does run from front to back. It's tricky because, you know, Scott hit the green, I hit the green. It's one of those where if you land the ball in the middle of the green, if you can't spin it pretty well with your irons, it will end up over. But if you land short, it might stick there. So it's very, very tough. And there's bunkers in the front, so very tough to hit the green and hold it, which Scott and I did. Yeah, it's a tricky little par three.
Nice par there in a minute 28. We are on to the par 5 ninth, 491 downhill. You want to miss this one to the right if you can, because left is out of bounds in the road. There's a tree on the right side, but general, right is the miss.
Fun fact, that tree is now gone. They removed that about a month ago. So swing away your second shot this year. There is no tree right there this year. So Nick would be able to fire away straight at the pin and not have to hook it around it like he's doing now.
You were on the fence about signing up for the Missouri Speed Golf Open. This is the thing that's going to tip you over the edge.
Right.
Just sign up. There's no tree on hole nine anymore.
That was incredible. That was his second shot? It was like 210 yards and hooked it around the tree.
Powerful 7-iron from the southpaw there.
So powerful. Yeah, being able to tow that club in and, you know, turn that 7-iron into a 5-iron or hit the 7-iron like a 9-iron, That's elite level stuff. But that pitch went over. So now he's
overcooked it on the pitch, putted it out of the rough there. I think if he had had enough time, or if he had had more time, he would have played that a little bit differently. Five, does manage to roll it in for the five, and that's a 36 in 22 minutes for Nick Gooden. Very nice start
round
two.
Par five looks pretty good, but I know Nick, and getting pars on par fives are not his favorite thing. Likes
oh
to
yeah,
see
that's
that right that circle.
Certainly a disappointing result for a golfer of his caliber. Scott on the left here, going to be going hybrid, and I suspect this will still be a good 20 yards short of the green, even if he pures it.
Yep, gave it all. Yeah, in the rough again with the hybrid. Well, this is a tricky one. You see that green is domed. This is one of the three smallest on the course. He has to carry it on the green and stop it quickly.
Right. Out of the rough from a lie that's below the level of the green. Very tough to stop it. Oh, where's this ball ended up? Wow, great shot from Scott Dolly. Still a good 10 feet for par for birdie here.
Yeah.
And he lips it in.
Get a little fist
bump. Huge turn of events for Scott Dolly. And Scott suddenly in the lead by 33 seconds. Now starting to make that climb up to hole 10.
Wow, it's back and forth.
There we go. Yes. Left head.
I'm right. Just out for a leisurely little stroll here. Well, that's a good little spot down that left side. If you can, you know, have the courage to take on, you know, the left side of the fairway, it's a straighter route.
Good angle to the green, and puts you on a more level surface with the green.
Another one of those little 50-yard pitch shots.
There we go. Good chip.
Oh, stabilization settings on this camera might not have been quite what we had on the others. Nice shot. Nice third shot by you, Garrett.
Good bird.
Rolls it in for the birdie. A 38 in 23 minutes, 24 seconds. Nice start to the round there.
Very good. I remember that shot. That was a really nice little shot from 70, 80 yards I had.
Huge birdie from Scott to take the lead. By 33 seconds, the climb up to hole 10. It's not a steep hill, but it's a long one. 247 yard transition here. You go through the parking lot. If you're not careful, it's easy to spike the heart rate right at this spot.
So you measured it 247. I'd tell you, it feels longer. It feels longer than that.
Yes.
That looks pretty good there.
A nice chip there. Gets it to nearly pin high. Going to have about a 3-foot cleanup here for the par.
Left center on this.
Yep. Scott in his comfort zone right now.
Yeah.
Birdie on the ninth, par on the 10th. He's rolling. Get good. And after a disappointing par, camera operator careful to keep the shadow out of his way.
So he's trying to turn that in a bit, get a little extra maybe. Oh, too much.
Just past pin high on the right side here, chipping down a hill. This is a touchy one.
Yeah, it can roll pretty fast. It's downhill from him to the hole. And this will have a touch of break left to right. At least 15 feet. This is longer than he wanted. Whoa there.
Wow. Rolls it in for the 3 minute and 20 seconds for Nick Gooden. And that's going to allow him to maintain his lead. No. He now trails Scott by 39 seconds. But does not lose a shot.
No. You need that stuff if you want to stay in the hunt.
Garrett on the tee, getting himself just a little bit of water. Opening the club face way up from that left side there. It means you're short-sighted.
That's what I'm talking about.
Good shit.
Oh, where's that ball?
See it.
That one may have almost gone in.
Beautiful shot there. Again, short-sighted, open club face, out of the rough. Garrett sticks it to, 9 inches? Makes it for the par, but here's your highlight.
Yep.
Using the heel of that bullseye putter.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that was
in the hole.
Yeah, those 15, 20 foot par putts when you're in the hunt, you need that stuff.
Scott, and going
iron
off
iron
the tee.
Here. Yeah, one of the most drivable holes.
Short par 4 11th. You'll see Nick Gooden trying to drive this green. But Scott got himself into trouble. You and he both had lost balls in day one on this tournament.
Yeah.
So it's like 8-iron, 8-iron for the director.
Yeah, that must be an 8-iron. He's quite a bit farther back. I mean,
around the back of the green. Not a very deep green.
No, pretty shallow.
Gosh, dang it.
And that's going to roll by, it seems like, with
that
pace.
He does not like that. A little bit of grass on that club face. I wonder if he was expecting just a touch more spin. Again, lining up this putt. He would love to see this drop for a four. Wow, ice very in his nice. Veins.
Yep.
Four in 2 minutes and 2 seconds. And your move, Nick Gooden. Driver.
Driver.
The line here is never down the right side. You want it just over the tree line on the right.
I know where he is. I'm not sure if he drew that a little bit too much, but. Oh, that's perfect. And
exactly
fun fact,
what
this
you're
year,
looking for.
That grassy area right at the base of his bag is now all rocks this year.
Interesting.
So we'll see if he still decides to do driver, because it could be landing on the rocks or in the rocks.
I tell you my prediction.
That one
will be hitting driver
by a lot. That was
not a great contact on that chip. Now a long birdie try.
See if he can follow the flagstick shadow. Oh, he did!
Oh,
wow!
Huge birdie for Nick Gooden. And that catapults him ahead of Scott Dahle. Leads by just 16 seconds. It's back and forth on this back nine.
You just never know.
There we go.
Oh, he compressed that one. You could hear it through the camera.
Oh yeah, I smashed it down there. This probably. See where the green is. I bet I got about 50 yards. Tiny little sandwich, which can be a very tough shot depending where that pin is. Because, yeah, like you said, that green's very shallow and you land short.
Green is shallow and with the dew, probably with not the cleanest club face, tough to spin it. But you're on with a birdie putt. Looks like about a 1 foot cleanup for the par.
Yeah. I started walking, then I forgot what sport this is, so I started jogging. you can tell my fitness isn't quite there for the 2 days. I had some, leg injury stuff that I've worked through for a year and a half, and fitness was not there, not with the heat, so I'm just trying to take it easy.
Absolutely. Nick Gooden back on top at the par 3 12th, a hole that will live in infamy in Nick Gooden's mind after the tough penalty stroke in that U.S. Open.
A number of people,
West Cup took a 7 with a 5 putt. Mm-hmm. Nick took a 7 with a penalty shot.
Dropping the
Found
club.
The bunker here. This is a tough golf hole, despite
so
it being not very long.
And he was so delicate with that because, you hit that too far, it goes all the way down the other side of the green. That is brilliant. 4 feet from the bunker.
Well played.
Break. It normally will break. Yeah, too much.
Like he may have pulled that just a touch. All right, 4 in a minute and 20 seconds. That is not going to be a round killer here, although disappointing for Nick. Scott, so this is going to be a sawed-off 8-iron, it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty tiny. This is where the elite golfer that can pull off a shot like this. That's pretty good. But still, this one's going to be downhill, running maybe right to left.
And the pace is going to be critical here.
Oh.
Gave it a bit too much respect. Now downhill again. 4-ish feet for the par.
I didn't see this being short. But very nice.
Man, Scott has been so clutch on those mid-distance par cleanups. Mm-hmm. Got a couple of those. One on the 10th, another one here on the 12th.
Fight. Sit, plug. Tiny swing.
Now, Garrett, I want to ask you.
Smidge long,
I want to ask you, as a PGA professional and a avid speed golfer, you've introduced many people to the game. Actually, I was hoping you would tell us the story of your proudest speed golf acquisition, Nick Gooden. You introduced him to the game. Took him a long time to eventually try it. What was the story there?
Well, to be honest, he worked for me in the golf shop at Horton a number of years ago, and the guys in the golf shop knew that I did speed golf. I'd run around and they'd make funny jokes like, like, oh, that's, I'm never going to try that. But they're into fitness. They're into P90X. They're into golf. And he went out on a whim on his own, to be honest. I don't generally like push this on people because it's never good to push anything on anyone. But if people ask about it, I'll tell them. And he went out on his own, played three holes at Horton using just like three clubs. And he shot two under at Horton on holes 189. And he's like, okay, maybe I can do this. And then he had some kids, and it's been really a blessing for him to be able to get in more golf and stay fit. So I am very proud. He's a stellar golfer, properly fit, and I think he's awesome for the sport of speed golf. And I always root for him to do well. If I'm not in the mix, I always root for him to do well. So it's exciting to see him, you know, tee it up in these events and have some good success and some victories under his belt too.
Absolutely. Birdie try there for Scott. Long one there. Cleans it up for the par. And he's even on the back nine here.
Blemish free on the back.
But now Nick Gooden, driver in hand.
Driver.
Certainly a birdie opportunity.
Send it. Well, judging by the tee flipping over, I'm sure it's good.
Said way right. It did look that may have been a pull hook.
Oh, that is 14 fairway he's running. Oh, he's looking. This isn't good. That's not good when you see a speed golfer look left and right and start walking. No. Man. All the thoughts are going through your head. It's like, do I drop? Do I look? I don't want to find it after. I guess I drop.
Yep. Follow the 10-second rule that I advocate, which is if you lost your ball, slowly count to 10, get out another one.
Yeah, looked right. Pretty good just in front of the green. So. Yeah,
but this is he's now going to need to get this up and down for his par.
Yeah, that's a good play there. There's not much green to work with at the front. Oh, very, very nice. Run.
Great touch.
Very good. I'm sure he'll still kick himself after the round for that, but. Right.
Five. No no strokes lost to Scott Dolly.
Even
3 minutes and
both.
6 seconds.
You're good.
It's actually only lost 7 seconds to Scott Dolly there, despite the lost ball and the detour.
They're still within a shot of each other.
Left
a shot or a minute.
Yeah, Nick trails Scott by 55 seconds through hole 13. Garrett, looks like five wood here. Got to get the. Are you going over this tree?
Hopefully hooking it slightly around it. Unlucky. Maybe just arrive it. I'm staring at it. Day one was not too kind to me. I caught these tiny little trees short of the green. Mm-hmm. This one must have caught a tree. That must be why, because that's right past that tree. I think I caught one of those trees.
Caught a tree. Had to play one from looks like about 150 yards.
But I was very
found the
pleased
green
with
here.
That. I remember that one.
Found the green here. Birdie look. Do it. Yes, drops it for birdie. The only four among the featured speed golfers. Garrett, plus There's three on the round. Nice plan.
No pictures on the scorecard.
He says during the video broadcast.
That's right. Well, yeah, minor details.
Hole 14 bends a little bit to the right. This is a gettable par 4. Deep green. Can't see your ball when it comes down generally.
Yeah.
So an accurate tee shot.
That's perfect.
Helpful here. Found the fairway, Scott. Hybrid wedge.
Yeah, it looked to be a stock wedge there. Nothing added or taken away.
Be good, says Scott. Oh, got
that's
himself
why that
a foot
swing
and a half
looks
for
so
birdie.
Good. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Now imagine how close he would have been if he had hit driver.
Yeah.
I know that's not how it works.
That is an awesome, awesome birdie three there.
Huge birdie. Pressure now on Nick Gooden. Not that he knows, of course. He can't see the other speed golfers.
Yeah.
But pounded that drive. Camera operator loves it. Expecting to see
a little
flip
rough
wedge here.
I'm thinking this pin is somewhere left front or left middle, so this could be a delicate little half wedge.
came off a little bit left, it looked to me.
Short-sighted. Yeah, no. It's a tricky little one.
That pin.
Sprinkler head up there. Is he going high? He's going around the sprinkler head, I think.
Oh, very well, nicely good played. Perfect distance. Going to have 3 feet to clean this up for the four. Very solid putt there from Nick Gooden. Four in 2:17. But with Scott Dolly making birdie, Nick suddenly trails by 2:01.
Only one over par for the day. It's pretty good, but he ran out of those par fives. I don't think a birdie on the day on the par fives.
That's that lone tree or left of it. Thanks. Yep.
Okay. You're right, Garrett. Even par on the par fives, highly unusual for Nick Gooden.
Yeah.
Taking a wedge out, it looked like there, Garrett.
Yep. And, man, there's something about this hole. Look at these. Two in a row.
Very good chance there. Easy four. Love an easy four. On to the par four 15th hole. Par four, 409, going back uphill just a little bit. Time par 236 for hole 15. Scott Dolly's going to be on the tee first. Four holes to go. He's looking to close it out with a two-shot or two-minute lead he's got over Nick Gooden.
And another one of those kind of a blind landing area. I think you mentioned on round one about how some of these holes kind of go over a hill, and this is one where you can't really see the ball land on the crest, over the crest.
Well, it's really the entire back nine. 11,
yeah.
13, and yep. Then 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
A lot of it.
All of them have that same feature.
Yeah.
Scott Dolly, name on his shirt.
Very nice.
And ball on the green. Nice birdie look here. This could put a lot of pressure on Nick. Oh, thought he had it.
We know we can do it. It just
got
to fall.
Pretty good, though. He's got it vibing after rough first seven holes.
Two over golf par, 2:11 under time par. It means he is playing par speed golf, which is no easy feat.
Yeah.
Go. Piped another drive for Nick Gooden. Got it working.
Yeah. Should be fairway, right? Yeah.
Let's see this turn into a shot gained.
That is a little chip. Yeah, he just sent it way down there.
Played that one low, looking to run it up, it looks like. Oh, and it's gone well past the hole. This is not the first time he's had one of those go over the back of the green and then having to putt from that kind of fuzzy fringe.
You know, it is tough with that dewy grass in the morning, because you land it short of the green and then it'll stick and you land it on and it goes right over. With these smaller greens, it can be pretty defensive, these small greens.
Left center of the fairway. Left edge.
Pick up your feet, Garrett.
Yeah, I know. I'll get it through. I wasn't sure if you were going to have me mic'd up later in the round. Like, hole 16, 17, I think I was asking to be, like, carted off. There was some random noise that went off on hole 17, like some weird noise in the distance, and it sounded like the Hunger Games. And I said, oh, it's a Hunger Games. I think I'm a goner.
Oh, nice finish. Pun? Nice four there for you, four. Garrett.
Look at all those fours.
All right. And as we get to the end here, let's assume that the people continuing to watch this are the speed golf faithful, and some of them might be considering, is it worth it to make the trip to Springfield for the Missouri Speed Golf Open? Now, Garrett, you're the last person who's ever going to give someone the hard sell. So why don't you give us the soft sell? Like, if we, like me, I've already decided I'm coming. The professor's coming. You know Scott's coming. What can a speed golfer expect if they decide to attend the Missouri Speed Golf Open?
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's anything that sets us apart from the other awesome events in Alabama or Kentucky. We have great hospitality, a fun golf course, one that's not going to beat you up or take your lunch money. A really fun town, too. We do have an airport that's super close. It's home of Bass Pro Shops. You've got all those awesome resort courses in Branson. So if you can, you know, add a day or two, you can make for a fun little visit. And I think the holiday weekend that we're choosing, hopefully will make it a little easier on people too, with it being Memorial Day weekend. So we'd love to have anyone new. And yeah, we welcome you. Got a good little local group that would welcome you as well.
Amazing. Well, I've had great times when I've, or actually the one time I made it to Springfield, I had a fantastic time. Oh, and yeah, recommend this highly. Like Garrett said, not a golf course that will beat you up and take your lunch money. I think that was very well stated. Birdie putt here for Nick Gooden. Love to see this one drop. Oh my goodness. He was very sure he had that one. All right, 4 and 2 minutes, 18 seconds. And now through 16 holes, Nick trails Scott by 2 minutes, 13 seconds. Time running out for the Southpaw. Although we have seen him get hot at the end of a round before.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we know the last hole with that blind tee shot, you can gain some shots or you can lose some. I'm just looking for some shade here. Tiny little, I think I had a hook it too. Maybe around a tree, not very far, probably 120-ish. Happy with hitting the green on that. Little bit of a ridge there that's going to send it to the right. A lot of work left.
Oh, disappointing five there.
I'm kind of surprised that didn't move. Nick's moved.
Five.
Mm-hmm. Right. And as we get to our last two holes, Nick Gooden, man, I thought for sure that putt was going to drop. Again, Nick trails by just over 2 minutes. Two holes left to go. It's hot and sweaty out there. Hole 17. This is a place where I think you're happy to have hybrid because there's a bush on the right side of the fairway that gets you into trouble.
Well, it's a giant tree. Yeah, it's a giant, really wide. It's as wide as it is tall. Yeah, it can swallow the golf ball. But he went for the no stress, you know, 220 down the middle, leave yourself just over 100. But a downhill approach to the green, and the green does kind of roll away from you. Luckily, back pin is pretty easy on this. Front pin is a tough one. That's a great little lag. Very nice.
Well played by Scott. Yet another par. Super clean card. Look at that. One under on the back. Two under on his last 10 holes.
Yeah, 10 or 11. That's
strong.
Awesome.
Strong play.
And Nick, with driver, he's going over that big bushy tree. Hopefully with a little
fairway,
bit of a
he says.
Good. Because that's one of those, if he pulls it, he's in the other giant tree on the right side. But that payoff with the driver, he's got a little 30-yard pitch shot.
All right. Has struggled a little bit with shots of this distance so far
tough.
This round. Looking to get this close.
And ball's just rolling
again,
out a lot on those
greens. Found the back of the green. Dewy morning. Affecting Nick's golf game.
Yeah, not happy with the break and
four.
Yeah.
All right, a 4 in 2 minutes, 24 seconds. And that means barring catastrophe, we're expecting to crown Scott Dahl, your Missouri Speed Golf Open champ. Garrett Holt here. Looking to be comfortably in the 70s.
And comfortably in the top three, so that'll be a good little finish.
There we go.
Yeah. Man, that camera guy loves that little view of the golf ball. I like that.
That's a good.
The camera guys were awesome. They were great.
Yeah, it was a Hunger Games.
Yeah, I was a fan of those guys. I wasn't able to be there in person, and so yeah, just thrilled with the footage they were able to get with minimal direction.
Here we go.
And Garrett, appreciate your efforts to work with the camera operators. Gosh, just missed the birdie putt there. easy four. One over par on the back nine for you, Garrett. Minute overtime par.
You're going to make me watch it twice.
You get to watch it twice.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it was a great little shot in there. So I'm hoping to get in the clubhouse.
Final drive. Hole 18.
Nothing crazy. Good little finish. Happy with that. Hopefully he's at the water towers. I think the water tower is kind of the best line. That's perfect. He's right by the 100-yard marker. Downhill approach.
Now, Scott does not carry a distance measuring device. Do you?
I have before, but I barely look at it during the round. I mean, I may use it on a course I've never played that doesn't have good markers in the fairways. Otherwise, I kind of eyeball it.
Right.
All right.
Easy four for Scott. He likes it. 34 on the back nine.
One under on the back.
43 minutes, 48 seconds. That is under time par. Just two over golf par. Really well played by Scott Dolly there. That four. I don't think even holding out for eagle is going to do it for Nick here.
Ooh.
He almost huge drive, massive drive. This is where he lost his ball yesterday. It was just out to that right side. Yeah, again, playing those low runners and not getting the predictable run out is continuing to affect Nick.
Do something.
Oh. Gave it a chance, but now that's run a couple feet past. No gimme here, but
okay.
Also not a problem for my guy Nick Gooden. Even par 35 on the back, 71 in 45 minutes, 29 seconds. Really nice rounds from both of these guys.
Yeah.
And Scott Dolly, your winner here, the Missouri Speed Golf Open.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, I think Scott has pretty good experiences here at Horton. I think he's going to come back every single year because he just loves this place. Set some awesome speed golf records here. Really fits his eye. And
get on it.
When he said during the U.S. Open 2022, he thinks he can shoot 59 out here. And so, you know, even if he's a couple under par through nine, it doesn't stop him from pushing, from firing at pins. Fun to see somebody play aggressive like that.
Yeah.
Nice four there for you, Garrett Holt. 36 on the back, 74 in 47 minutes. What's your personal record on this course?
Probably 74, 73 in 44-ish minutes. I've shot under par on the front for just nine. Yeah. Somewhere around, I don't know, 119, 118, somewhere around there.
Well, nice playing by you, Garrett. Thank you so much for joining me on this broadcast. That's going to do it for our coverage of the 2023 Missouri Speed Golf Open from Horton Smith Golf Course. Thanks to you, Garrett Holt. Thanks, as always, to Nico, who puts the finishing touches on these broadcasts. Thanks to our camera operators, and thanks to everybody who made this possible, including Chris Hundhausen with the Speed Score app. Expect him to come on the channel pretty soon to give you an update on a public-facing version of the app for speed golfers that includes the critical, for me, Speed Golf Course Mapping Tool. That's how we get our smart time par instead of, dumb time par.
Adam, thanks so much. This has been a blast. A lot of fun to watch that round. Congratulations, Scott Dolly, the champ. And save the date 2 months from now for the Missouri Speed Golf Open 2024 edition.
Heck yeah. See you there, Garrett. Bye, everybody.
Speed Golf, baby. Let's go.
All right, Speed Golf family, we got to hit the road. Thanks, as always, to producer Nico, who puts the finishing touches on these episodes. We hope you're feeling tired but satisfied after today's effort, that you're fired up about Speed Golf 2. Don't forget to subscribe to Speed Golf Baby on YouTube. And until next time, keep it in the short grass. Bye.